I'm Derek Russell.
And I'm Brad Locke, and this is The Memo,
a gathering of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Happy Thursday. Welcome into another episode of The Memo. I'm Derek Russell, joined by Brad Locke, Chris Kiefer along with us, our producer today. We've been busy playing with iOS 10.
This show brought to you by lasers.
Lasers and balloons.
Balloons and confetti.
Your grandma died. Here's some balloons. Just imagine what text she would send with that. So the new iMessage, you can send visual things with your text, yeah, I guess, if it's a really important...
Yeah.
No, I can't ever think of an excuse why I would ever do it.
Why, you would send confetti?
Would just throw confetti at somebody?
I mean, like if your favorite team wins a championship.
Next time you text, you're going to be late. Send it with confetti. I'm going to be late this morning.
Just make it all better. Nobody, Rod won't get mad at me.
It's a glitter bomb.
Shooting star. Yeah, we just got Chris.
I hope you die. Just a shooting star. I should have sent. I willed it out into the universe earlier this morning. I texted Brad. I said, I hope Dennis brings donuts today. And
bam.
And boom, it happened. But I should have sent it. I sent it with invisible ink. I should have sent it with a shooting star. I hope Dennis brings, you know, make a wish on a shooting star.
Oh, I got you. Make a wish.
It took a long time. They wasn't clicking up there. The hands still weren't running on the wheel.
I've only had one cup of coffee. Yeah.
It's fine. He did bring donuts.
He sure
did. Put it out there to the world. The world sent it back.
Nice.
With donuts. That'd probably be the highlight of the day. It's all downhill from here.
Yeah.
It's all right.
We were giving Chris a little tutorial on the iOS 10, so he's got it figured out.
It's
a lot of it's just trivial, stupid stuff, but there's some good stuff. I like the fact that you can find GIFs real easily. That's probably my favorite part.
I thought I died.
No, that's just Teresa on the intercom.
Oh, scared me. This is it. It wasn't it.
Elizabeth, it's the big one.
Send the balloon text, he's dead.
Shooting stars.
I think Derek died. Confetti. it's much like his. What?
No, go ahead.
You had a look on your face.
No, I'm just. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'll say what I was going to say after you're done talking. I didn't want to interrupt.
Much like history is handed down, we've all seemed to pass down the information of iOS 10 to each other over the past few days.
Yes. One of my daughters actually got the beta version like last week.
Yeah.
So I was like, wait, how'd you get that? I can't get it. It's not coming until Tuesday.
I quit putting beta stuff on my phone
because
I was always worried it was just going to brick it somehow.
Yeah, that's why I didn't do it. My phone's too valuable, everything that's on it. But anyway.
You had a comment yesterday about one of the features about that society's evolved to the point where you can,
glad society's evolved to the point where this is how we communicate with each other now, with lasers.
And we can write with our fingers
and see it appear in
different colors.
Yep.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy. We don't even talk to each other anymore. We just text.
That's fine with me. I prefer text. Hey, remember...
Even in the newsroom, like, we're right next to each other, and we just send a text.
Yeah.
Just to keep from standing up and going,
keep
hey, cool
away. Yeah. Yeah.
It's fine.
We're lazy.
It's acceptable.
I prefer texting over face-to-face any day. Hey, by the way, remember we were telling bad jokes the other day?
Mm-hmm.
My daughter wanted me to tell one that she made up.
All right.
I think she made it up. Okay. So if the president of Russia... No, wait, hold on. If the president of Russia is Russian when he goes into the bathroom, he's Russian when he comes out, what is he when he's in the bathroom?
European.
He's Putin. Yeah.
That's terrible.
It is terrible, but Charlotte...
Please cut that from the show.
Nope, Charlotte told me to say it on the podcast.
Chris, please cut that from the show. Hey, you were talking about your kids earlier. I understand that there's been a haunting.
Dude, we talked about this a few weeks ago with the face in the mysterious face in the window.
Yeah,
figure out what the reflection was, finally.
It says you.
That it was lights. But I do think we're, like, legit haunted at this house. This new house we moved into in late June.
I think it's built on a Native American burial ground. Had seen Poltergeist, you would know some of this.
I haven't seen Poltergeist.
House was built on it.
Well, let's run through a few things that keep happening.
Oh, a few.
Now, some of these we can probably...
Can we include the air conditioning and the holes?
We finally got the AC fixed.
Yeah, but there's still holes.
Well, holes in the ceiling, yeah.
That's where the spirits go.
So they get in and out.
Do I need to strap on a proton pack and come on over? I got one.
So we talked about...
What's he doing over there?
keep getting texts from Kiefer. He's having fun with iOS 10. He's not even paying attention to the show anymore. What? He's just texting us over and over.
No.
So, anyway, so we had that going on with the mysterious face-like thing in the window. Several times in the last few weeks, my kids swear that they put their toothbrushes where they're supposed to go, and the next day they've been moved.
That's just Allie.
No, she can't reach that far. She can't reach that high. They've been moved.
Allie can float.
Now, maybe my kids are just being forgetful. Uh-huh. I would probably chalk that up to that's probably what it
I'm
is.
I'm going to guess that's adolescence.
But they keep asking me if I've moved their toothbrushes.
I think they're trying to freak you out.
Did this ever happen before?
It's happened the last few weeks.
In the old house?
No, did not.
How far have they moved?
Like from the container onto the counter.
That's some other kid picking up going, no, this one's not mine, and throwing
Ellie,
on the counter.
Yeah, can Ellie reach?
She can't reach that high, no. But that's not all, okay? The other day, the water hose apparently turned itself on. I turned it off. I always turn it off after I give the dog water. And then the other day, someone goes out there and it's turned back on. Don't know how that happened. Maybe I did forget to turn it off, but I doubt it. We've had flickering lights lately, which could just be an electrical problem. So I'm not too worried about that one. Then last night, the kids are watching TV or whatever, and the Xbox, the thing that holds the games and DVDs, just pops open all by itself. They're just sitting there watching TV and just pops open. Wasn't even turned on.
Is this a cabinet, a drawer?
The Xbox.
The tray that holds the
game discs.
You see, video games take CDs now. And then
it slid out.
Yeah, just popped right open.
Yeah.
Yeah, ejected. Yeah.
Yeah. Did no a voice reason. Go, get out?
I don't know. We haven't heard any voices yet.
All right.
Let me think. I know there's at least one.
Else?
Oh, yeah. Let me see.
Right now, I'm just chalking this up to, you know, nothing. I haven't heard anything conclusive yet.
Well, I mean, and then our dog keeps barking at night. He won't bark any other time, but when it gets late
outside
at night,
outside or inside,
he's outside dog.
Yeah.
And
bring him inside and see if he stares at anything.
Well, we've now taken to having to keep him in the garage at night because the older lady that lives next door complained.
Yeah,
because she's been keeping her up. He will bark. Now he's been he's a dog that likes to bark at night. That's nothing new. But what's been weird at this house is he keeps barking. Like, it's like he's not even taking a breath. And he'll just do it for hours, nonstop. It's just weird. And I don't know what he's barking at, because we got a big piece of property, and there's no other dogs in our immediate vicinity. So there's no other dogs for him to be barking at. Usually that's what it was in our old neighborhood. Houses were closer together, lots of other dogs. He's barking at other dogs, okay? I don't know what he's barking at. He's surrounded by trees on one side, or pool.
I would like to know if he's barking in one general direction, like if he's staring.
He's barking.
He
seems like he's barking toward the back of the property where that older lady lives. We need Robert Stack on the case. Somebody dig him up.
This isn't actually very interesting enough to make an Unsolved Mysteries episode.
I don't know, man. It's weird stuff going on.
He looks scary. Like, the hairs on his neck standing up?
I don't know.
If there's like two people in the house, I get it. But there's like 19 of y'all. So, I mean, all this stuff could just be happening. Somebody could have sat on the remote and it ejected the tray.
Again, these
Somebody
are probably
else is
all,
picking up the
This can all
the
probably be explained
brush.
Away. But
it's on your mind, so you're looking
things.
For
yeah.
you're
are
looking
you scared?
For it.
Like, no, I'm not scared.
Are you? You look a little scared.
I always kind of wanted to see a ghost if they exist.
Yeah.
But then if it actually happened, I'd probably freak out.
The best way to find out if they're there is just to go in and start talking to them. You think I'm serious? You just go in. Is anybody here? Does anybody want to say something to me? I'm not joking. Just go in and do it.
Let's try that.
Just okay. From the back room, your wife's like, I want to talk to you. Shut up.
Yeah. I do like to watch Ghost Hunters and those kind of shows.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an EMF reader app you can get. I do actually have that on my phone just for fun. And it actually picks up. I mean, if you hold it up next to a light, you'll get a high reading. But I've never picked up anything weird with that. I haven't used it that much. It's just kind of got it on a lark one day.
Maybe you should.
Next time the dog is barking.
You got a video camera?
Oh yeah, I got an iPhone.
No.
Not like a proper video
yeah,
camera.
Yeah, proper
no.
video camera. Just borrow the one from here and take it home and throw on the night vision.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see about that.
Just hear the
breath. We haven't heard voices, okay? I haven't seen anything move. Then I think the kids saw the Xbox thing open.
Ghost from a year ago. All right. Well, hope it turns out well for you.
Me too.
Hope you don't die.
Thank you, Derek.
I'll send the balloon text if you do.
Brad's dead. Ghost got him.
Confetti! Fireworks. Hey, we got a full show today. Dennis Sid's going to be joining us, as well as Bobby Harrison down in Jackson. It's Thursday. That means Scott Morris is going to talk about the film he saw this week, Sully, which sounds like a lighthearted comedy, and it's not. And also, I'll be telling you what you can do in Northeast Mississippi this weekend in the scene section. I want to remind you that today's show is brought to you by South, a locally owned restaurant offering fine dining in a casual atmosphere. I ate at South last night for dinner before church. I had the New Orleans chicken, and it was fantastic. So there you go.
I wonder
go.
What Chris Kiefer thinks of it, though. Was it authentic New Orleans chicken?
I don't care. He naysays everything that I enjoy from New Orleans.
Probably couldn't play defense.
Neither can they. All right, let's get started on today's show.
I'm not bitter.
Dennis Sid joining us on this Thursday to discuss pizza.
Pizza. Lots of
salads.
Pizza.
There's lots of pizza going on in Northeast Mississippi.
There's lots of pizza going on.
Pizza is booming in the area. Not only did we just have a restaurant open a few weeks ago, a new one is about to open, or a new old one, or an old new one.
Yeah, and then there's another one coming.
And another
too.
One.
Yes, it's all pizza all the time.
Yes. Fox's Pizza
Fox's
Den.
Fox's Pizza Den. There opening in the Market Center, that little retail center with AT&T and Core Fitness right next to the Tupelo Furniture Market. It should be opening by the end of the year.
And then another one opening
very soon. Some place called Vanelli's.
Vanelli's.
Yeah. Sounds vaguely familiar.
Vanelli's. it seems to ring a bell. It's Vanelli's Bistro, downtown Tupelo.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's in the former, it was first Yellow Lovebirds and
Crumb,
St. Jean's Bakery.
St. Jean's.
Yeah, you can't miss it. They're scaffolding out front. Uh-huh. Size is Vanelli's Bistro.
Really? I think scaffolding's an interesting facade to the front of a restaurant.
Yeah, it's part of the renovation plan. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's not
sort of obstacle course. You got to go through all the...
It's worth it to get inside to get to the pizza.
Yes,
you
yes,
can take
it
the
is.
Physical challenge.
Yes, it is.
To get inside to the food. Vanelli's, of course, it's near, it's closer to where it used to be years and years and years ago.
Yeah, down on South Gloucester.
Mm-hmm. By the hospital, but then it moved to North Gloucester.
And it grew.
It grew exponentially versus what it originally was.
Then sadly disappeared.
And then the tornado.
For 29 months. But who's
29
counting?
Months he's been gone.
But who's counting? You know, two and a half years.
Is Voss?
So we had pizza and salad yesterday. Yeah. They're not officially open, so don't get your hopes.
I appreciate that invite.
Up too high. You're welcome.
Yeah. Sitting at Romy's, eating my lunch, sitting there by myself.
Hey, Romy's is good.
Romy's is fantastic, but I was sitting there by
Fried
myself.
Fried pickles.
Scrolling. Nobody asked you, Brad. I was sitting there scrolling through Facebook by my lonesome. Oh, look, Dennis is at Vanelli's. Dennis didn't invite anybody to Vanelli's with him.
It's all about timing. My timing was good.
No, apparently it was off.
My stomach says it was good.
Wow.
It was very, very good.
How was it?
Well, you know, 29
Your
months.
Your stomach
is a,
said it was good. How's the rest of you feel?
It was as good as I remember.
No change there?
No change there. I mean, fantastic flavor. I know there's going to be comparisons. Well, do you like it better? Do you like Anthony's mm-hmm. better? Two different pizzas.
Yes.
I mean, you can't say one is better than the other. They're both great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to have options.
We're just going to be open for lunch for now, correct?
I'm not sure.
He didn't say.
So we'll see.
I had my notes wrong
now,
on that.
Now, Anthony's is going to be open.
Anthony's is now open for
now,
lunch
now open
at, the
for
end of, at the end of the month.
Actually, they're going to start Monday with lunch.
Oh, okay.
Right now, they're just doing dinner 4 to 9.
You just talk.
Basically.
I'm getting all this wrong.
Yeah, just shut up. Okay. And, get another donut.
I'll take over this interview. So, Dennis.
Oh, you want to see something screwed up really badly. Hold on.
But yeah, he'll be opening up. We're talking about Vaz. He's opening up sometime. He hasn't decided when. He's still testing out the kitchen and making sure everything is good. You know, that's why they're, you see people streaming in and out, you know, getting a taste of the pizza. When he does open, he's just going to serve pizza and salad to start, and he'll add the other items down the line. And he's testing some other stuff that we got to try that was very, very good. Little finger food type stuff.
Dennis, what if I want Vanelli's pizza now?
Well, that's a good question. Uh-huh. Maybe you might be able to drop by and see if they have pizza available.
But you have to counteract the scaffolding.
Yeah, I mean, it's you kind of walk under it, open the door, and voila. It's
not actually too tough. Vaz will force you to answer three questions correctly about hockey. About hockey. You have to answer hockey questions correctly.
You may have to stand in the corner and start singing as well and play the guitar.
Big hockey fan.
I'll sing for my food.
But, yeah, it's I'm excited. People should be excited.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Another question on the minds of everyone. Dairy Queen?
Yes.
When did that
happen? I just get this general this fall.
General this fall?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
So that's coming from Dairy Queen directly. They don't have specifics yet. They tell me they will.
Yeah, all this pizza, I need a nice little milkshake little to there. Go down afterwards.
Yeah. Balance it with a Reese's Blizzard, yeah.
Yeah, I need a Blizzard.
I've had a Blizzard in years.
Now, well, I'm sure we'll be talking about traffic once that place opens up. Yeah, because
I'm not going to go that
it's
way.
It's bad enough to get out of Connie's.
Yeah,
I have add in.
Yeah, I'm not going to go that way.
Dairy Queen. What do you mean you're not going to go that way?
If I have to go that way, I'm going to find an alternate route. Sometimes I have to
How
go that
way. How else are you going to go to Dairy Queen?
I'm talking about if I'm just going that direction.
I was like, what are you going to drive off in the woods behind and hop the curb?
I will go to Dairy Queen at some point, but if I'm not having to go to Dairy Queen, I'll just take a roundabout way.
I got you.
Helicopter.
I'm going to park down at the pharmacy on the corner of Garfield and walk all the way up.
There you go.
Go to the light. Anything else coming up soon? We're excited about
what happened to Zaxby's. Let's see.
Where's Zaxby's? Find me a Zaxby's.
They're coming, so
yeah.
I hear.
Yeah,
eventually.
I thought it was supposed to be by the end of the year.
Well, yeah, it looks like they're moving a little slow there. Yeah. So that reminds me
of my chicken.
I'll give them a call. Maybe they can update us.
There you go. There you go.
Because you know where they're going up at the Tupelo Crossroads. Mm-hmm. That's you know the corner of Barnes Crossing, North Gloucester. Or, I guess, West Barnes Crossing Road. Anyway, that corner slot there. But that's where Zaxby's is supposed to go along with.
Oh, I thought Zaxby's was going over by Malco. I thought it was in that area.
Nope.
Yeah.
Do you know something?
I don't, obviously.
You need to start over.
Dennis Sid joining us on this Thursday. Dennis, food restaurants opening maybe soon. No.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
okay. Yes, I got one right.
I've gone from business editor to restaurant opening editor. So, but hey, it's a business.
Well, thanks for coming in today.
Absolutely.
Hey, be sure to look for the two sports podcasts we produce here at the Daily Journal. Prep Rally is a high school sports podcast with myself, Gene Phelps, and Blake Morgan. New episodes air every Wednesday. You can watch the webcast live around 11 a.m. at djournal.com. The podcast version drops later that day. Listen to it for free in iTunes, your podcast apps, or at preprally.djournal.com. And Ole Miss and Mississippi State fans, check out the Double Coverage podcast with Ole Miss beat reporter Paris Alford and MSU reporter Logan Lowry. New episodes every Thursday afternoon. They're the guys that provide game previews, inside commentary, and analysis on the Bulldogs and Rebels. Listen to it for free in iTunes, your podcast apps, or at doublecoverage.djournal.com.
Don't forget, you can wake up and get ready for your day with the Daily Journal's News Break, also known as the Brad Locke Show. A quick summary of news, sports, weather, and everything else Northeast Mississippi in a 5-minute video. Shows are posted every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. You can watch them for free at any time at djournal.com, Facebook, YouTube, or the Daily Journal's mobile apps for Apple and Android devices. You can stay informed on the latest happenings in your community in an easily digestible format. We don't recommend you digest Brad Locke.
Hazardous to your health.
Yes.
Well, let's go down to Jackson and welcome in Bobby Harrison, Capital Bureau Chief for the Journal. Bobby, welcome back.
Hey, Brad. How you doing?
All right, sir. Well, you know, Bobby, I just moved recently, which means I need to, I guess, notify the local circuit clerk of my change of address, which now I can do online, Bobby. They announced yesterday this new website for registered voters to go and update info such as that. Tell us a little bit about this, Bobby.
Well, Brad, I thought you were a felon. I didn't
I was found innocent, not guilty.
Anyway,
that was way too. No, wasn't that funny, Derek?
Yeah, you do need to. You need to change your residency on your voter registration rolls, and the law that you're supposed to do it, and now you can actually do it online. Go and up. You probably, I don't have the website in front of me, but it's
yallvote.sos.ms.gov.
Yeah, and it's a allegedly an easy process. You just need to have your information from your voter registration card and the information from your driver's license, and it's supposed to be done real quick. I mean, if you get married and change your name, that'd be another reason you'd need to go to the website to make that change. There, you know, you can find also source information on the website, whether, you know, where you're supposed to vote. Just if you're confused about where your precinct is, you can type in your address and find that out. And so it's supposed to make the voting process easier for Mississippians.
And it's supposed to make it easier, I guess, for circuit clerks too, isn't it?
That's right. Save a little money. Stuff won't be. They don't have to mail stuff out, and you don't have people coming into the office as often. So it's a win-win for everybody.
I'm actually doing this live as we talk.
Oh,
I'm
updating mine. Oh, so, you moved too recently.
Yeah, I'm going to change my address, so I'm doing this. Wait, in the moment.
Do I need a voter registration card?
Yes.
Do I have one? I don't think I ever got one. Did I? I don't know.
You have to have one to vote, Bradlock.
They won't make me show it.
No, you don't have to show it, but you should have one, or you might need to call your circuit clerk to have her to mail you one of those, or go in there and get that voter registration card so you can go back home and change your address.
Welp. Anyway, so Derek's going to run us. You going to give us a play-by-play, Derek?
I'm trying. It's not finding me.
It's not finding you.
It's really not.
Oh.
Yeah, well,
maybe some registered.
Maybe some glitches to work out. So we got elections coming up, big elections in November, presidents, some congressional races, and judges, I guess. So it's going to get get tested early on. And is there other stuff people can do with this website?
Well, you can find out. You know, if you're just confused about where you vote, you can find that out.
Right.
You can have questions answered about. You can look at the ballot. You can to find out. You know what your what you can vote for when you go to the polls on November 8th. You can get questions answered, and you know, you can find out that you are a felon. Because Mississippi's kind of strange. For some felonies, you can't. You're disenfranchised. For other felonies, you're not.
Well, that explains it.
Doesn't make much sense. You could be a child molester, for instance, and still register to vote. But if you wrote a bad check and was convicted of that. Couldn't register to vote, so it doesn't. I mean,
that's weird.
It doesn't make much sense. That's something that really needs to be reformed in Mississippi, but there doesn't seem to be a will to do that.
Yeah, and you know, there were some other proposals that Delbert Hoseman, Secretary of State, made this past legislative session that did not make it through, such as online voter registration. Do you feel like if this goes well, maybe that'll open the doors to some of his other initiatives he wants to get going there?
Yeah, I think that's what Secretary of State Hoseman has gone on the record supporting online voter registration like they have in several other states. And also early voting, whereas you can say 10 days before the election, the certain clerk to have a place set up in the office so you can just come in and vote early and not have to wait till November 8th. Those some of the reforms, those were the bigger reforms he proposed during the 2016 legislative session, and this what came out of it was the only thing that kind of survived, if you will, was the provision to allow people to go online to change their address and change other information. But you can't actually go online to register to vote, which is what he was proposing. And you know, the people who opposed it cited a number of reasons. It'd be too much, too big a change for the circuit clerks, and they might not be ready for that. And then also now it came up yesterday during the press conference when they kind of rolled this out that some people are worried about security and they want to see how this works to see how secure it is before they take that extra step. And should we point out that a lot of states, including a lot of surrounding states, some surrounding states have online voter registration, early voting. So that's the growing trend, but so far it hadn't come to Mississippi.
All right. Well, good stuff, Bubba. Y'all can read his story in today's journal and at djournal.com. Thank you, Bobby.
All right. Thank y'all.
Yes, sir. Hey, be sure to watch the Daily Journal's Capital View webcast each Monday afternoon at djournal.com. Capital Bureau Chief Bobby Harrison provides commentary and analysis on the issues being debated in Jackson. Watch live on Monday afternoons at 2 o'clock. Catch the replay later in the day. 2016 legislative session is over, but Bobby will continue to provide perspective about the news coming out of the state capitol. Time now for today's news memo. For more on these stories, read the Daily Journal or visit djournal.com. The rate of uninsured Mississippians dropped for the second year in a row as a result of the Affordable Care Act, according to data released by the United States Census Bureau this week. The uninsured rate fell from 14.5% in 2014 to 12.7% last year. This follows a drop of 2.6% between 2013 and 2014, the first year the Affordable Care Act was implemented. Despite these declines, Mississippi still ranks sixth for uninsured residents, behind only Texas, Alaska, Oklahoma, Georgia, and Florida.
Two Tupelo schools will be able to supply more books and creative technology in their media centers thanks to a pair of donations. Rankin Elementary received about $3,000 from Advocates for Gifted Education, and Milam Elementary received $400 worth of books from a grant through CBNS Bank. Rankin Media Specialist Marion Winders plans to use the money to create a makerspace for the school students. The space will include a Lego station, a Lego wall, iPad-controlled robots, a dry erase board, and 3D printer. Winders said the goal is to teach students to use technology creatively and hopefully foster an interest in robotics and computer science. The Milam donation will provide about 70 more books for students to read and for teachers to use for their lessons. The books are all related to financial literacy.
The Tupelo Lee County NAACP is hosting the Freedom Fund Banquet on Friday. The banquet will bring together community leaders in a continuing effort to eliminate racial discrimination. This event raises funds to help locally with voter registration, voter education, and youth scholarship. Last year, $20,000 was raised. Each year, NAACP members recognize a prominent figure in the community, someone who has made outstanding contributions to the organization's mission. This year, that person is Myrtle B. Ivy. In fact, the entire Ivy family will be honored. Banquet chairperson Jim Casey said the Ivies have had a big influence in the community. Mrs. Ivy is the mother of Tommy Ivy, the only African American on the Lee County Board of Supervisors. Congressman Trent Kelly will be a guest speaker during the ceremony, which starts at 6 p.m. Tickets are $35 and can be reserved by calling Jim Casey at 662-844-4166.
Significant renovations are underway at a subsidized rent apartment complex that straddles the Tupelo and Verona city lines. Barley Courts is a 100-unit complex that has been the site of multiple fatal shootings in recent years, and the company that owns the property says it's committed to changing the reputation of the complex. Each building has been gutted to the studs and will receive an exterior facelift, and new security measures are planned, including a property fence, a gated entryway, and possibly security cameras. Shane Hooper, Tupelo Development Services Director, said the upgrades are a positive change for the aging complex, which will be renamed Nathaniel Place. Work began in January and is expected to be complete in December.
Tests by the Mississippi State Veterinarian School have confirmed three raccoons found inside the city limits in the last 6 weeks had distemper. Mississippi State University officials are still waiting for test results on three more raccoons that showed symptoms of the canine virus. Starkville Animal Control said there have been no reports of any domestic dogs in the area with the disease, but they warn it could easily happen if pets are not vaccinated. Precautions should be taken to prevent your dog from having contact with wildlife or any animal not vaccinated. Early signs of the disease are thick mucus coming from the eyes or nose, fever, lethargy, vomiting, and diarrhea. In the later stages, officials are seeing altered neurological behavior such as staggering. If you see any wildlife that appear to suffer from the symptoms of distemper, contact Starkville Animal Control at 662-769-2728 or the Starkville Police Department at 662-323-4131.
Brad's got it.
I don't have distemper.
Oh, okay.
Today's show, I want to remind you, is sponsored by South, a locally owned restaurant offering fine dining in a casual atmosphere. A lot of things going on at South, including the new-ish chef, Nick Rice, has been on board since April of 2015, got new lunch and dinner menu items there, and a weekend brunch on Saturdays and Sundays. South is also home to Tupelo's only Bellini Mimosa Bar on Saturdays. And check out the happy hour specials each weeknight, and trivia begins at 7 o'clock every Wednesday. The winner gets a $50 gift card. Hey, it's Thursday. I mean, Scott Morris is here again, but this time not as co-host, as a guest.
Did you say co-hostess?
Co-host.
As a co-host.
Yesterday you were the co-host. Today you're just here to talk about a movie.
Just here? I'm just here.
You're here just to talk about a movie, is what I said.
I'm here to talk about just a movie.
Whatever.
Words matter, Mr. Locke. Words matter.
Sully is the movie, which I've seen the preview for pretty much every commercial break.
Yeah,
they're hyping the heck out of it.
They've been pretty aggressive. Directed by young Clint Eastwood.
It's of course it's about Chesley Sullenberger, the pilot who landed a plane in the Hudson.
And, yeah, we and all saved remember a bunch that. We all remember like how I mean, basically, I think that Sully is now considered unofficial American saint.
Yeah, and the first time I saw the title for the movie, I thought maybe it was another Monsters, Inc. sequel. That? But it's not. So.
Right. Well, 155 people were on that flight that ended up having to land on the Hudson. And a lot of people know that. You know that going in. So then how you make this movie interesting? And part of it is by seeing some of the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah.
But part of it that... And so we see, like, Sully with his wife and also with the National Transportation Safety Board review. I mean, while he's out publicly being celebrated as a hero, the NTSB is looking into it and thinking, wait a minute, he might have been able to – he could have made it back to one airport or over to another one.
Yeah, and I didn't know all that.
Yeah, apparently there was some – you know, within the investigation, there is some some concern about, well, maybe this high-profile thing didn't have to happen. Yeah. And so that's a question throughout. But also with the flight itself, that doomed flight that lasted like 200 seconds – we take it four or five times, as an audience from different points of view, and more information is doled out each time. There are also simulations of it, and so you get to take this flight a long time. Hmm. And even though I knew everyone was going to survive, even though I don't necessarily think it was the artistry of the filmmakers, no offense to them, but I think my lizard brain, when those people were in crash position, and when they landed, it gave me chills. And when they're trying to get out, and some people are hurrying down, and the old lady who can't get into the aisle because she's just not healthy enough to make it out there quickly, I'm like twisting in my seat, turning in my seat, going, ooh, I would hate that. And then the cold water comes into the plane, and my ankles, I swear to you, started getting goosebumps. it was a visceral experience.
Wow.
That's a lot of talking.
No, it's fine. No, keep going. And what also makes this movie interesting is the mustache Aaron Eckhart is wearing. It's y'all know how I feel about mustaches.
Yeah,
that's a fine looking.
He had one as Jeff Skiles, and then Tom Hanks had one as Sully. I've seen Sully making the rounds now to promote this, and he's taking the mustache off.
Really? Wow.
Also, totally beside the point. Go to Jimmy Kimmel Live and Sully performs the movie about Tom Hanks. So they put Sully into all these movie roles from
Tom
Hanks.
The real Sullenberger.
The real Sullenberger plays Tom Hanks in different roles.
Cast away.
He kept messing up like a life is like a chocolate box. No! It was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. When I saw Tom Hanks cast as Sully, I was like, oh, okay. I didn't realize Tom Hanks was that old, but he kind of is getting up there.
you know, you don't have to be old to have gray hair as you're learning.
That's true, Scott. Yes, as we discussed yesterday. but, I mean, you just got Tom Hanks, and, you know, not every movie he makes is gold, but most of them are. So, what kind of grade do you give it?
I give it a B. It was slow at times, and again, it was very familiar, and so some of the stuff that happens, you're just kind of going through the motions of seeing it, I suppose, but other stuff is very compelling, so I kind of detract a little bit of points, but a B, that's a solid grade, you know. Dad would have been happy, you know, back in college.
And it gives you an insight on a lot of the things that, like I said, I didn't know went on. All you really heard about was... You know, he's a hero. The plane, he had to put the plane down in the Hudson. He saved a bunch of lives and everything after that.
Yeah.
And some of these other backstories, like the co-pilot.
Here's a phrase that may have to be edited out. I don't know. I just read this in relation to this movie. So be on the censor button. But somebody referred to this as competency porn. In that, so you just see, I mean, it's not so much they did anything wonderful. They just did stuff by the book, you know, just were really good at their jobs.
It's fun to watch people who are really good at doing something very difficult.
They're not superheroes. They're just doing a job and having this responsibility for all these people.
Yeah.
And one of the scenes after the landing from one of the flights we see Skiles and Sully safe, but they're still terribly concerned, not from the adrenaline, but making sure that all 155 made it. Because mm-hmm. until that's proven, they feel like they've lost someone.
Yeah.
And you sense that dedication to job, that dedication to doing the right thing.
Yeah.
That is entertaining to watch. It's visceral.
Yeah. Good deal. All right. Well, you can find Scott's review in today's journal in the scene section and also at djournal.com.
That's right. It's showing at the Cinemark.
There you go. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
All right, Derek, the scene section, as we've mentioned, is in today's paper.
That it is. It's Thursday.
Tells us what's going on. So what's going on? We got a concert tonight.
It was a C-section, too.
It was.
Yes.
We got a concert tonight.
Last Down on Main of the year. Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors.
He brought his neighbors?
Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, yeah. He brings the whole street with him.
Wow. Yeah. That much musical talent on one street. It's amazing.
Well, it's Nashville, Brad.
That's true.
You can't throw a rock without hitting somebody trying to break into the industry there. Don't throw rocks in Nashville, by the way. I'm just going to go ahead and put that out there.
It's free. It's a free concert.
It is a free concert. They have an opening act, which is called Renegade, I believe. Heritage. I don't know where Renegade came from.
That's a good name for a band.
Heritage. Okay. We'll be opening at 6:30. Drew Holcomb will take the stage sometime after 7:30. Tried to get them in here today. Thought we were going to have it. Thought we had found the magic time slot, but he unfortunately is not going to be joining us on the memo.
Maybe next time.
This Thursday. So I interviewed him about a year ago, and I was thinking he played in Tupelo, but it was in Oxford. I went back and looked for my story. So first time in Tupelo in a while. They're a great band. You can't really turn on the TV without hearing these guys. They've been on countless TV shows in the past few years. Their music, How I Met Your Mother, Nashville, Parenthood, list goes on. So I think they had there's about 50 different series that their tunes have been used in recently.
Cool.
So don't miss them tonight. That is an awesome thing. Also going on this weekend at Tupelo High School, their production, we talked about it last Thursday, The Complete History of America, Abridged. The full history of the United States told in under 90 minutes will be going on.
That should be fun.
That is a fast-paced, silly show. It's a silly show, Brad. Very silly.
Silly?
Silliness.
Like Silly Songs with Larry?
Silly Songs with Larry. Where's my hairbrush? Yeah, all that.
Yes.
So find that at Tupelo High School. That opens today. Also this weekend, the Bodoc Festival, the Ponadoc Bodoc Festival going on Friday.
Bodoc. That's fun to say.
Bodoc is a fun word.
Never been at the Bodoc Festival. What do they do there? Stuff.
Well, turn to your scene section. You can find out on page 2C with a story dictating all kinds of things that happened at the Bodoc Festival.
Okay.
There you go.
Cool.
Yeah.
What else is happening?
I don't know. Chris was about to say something.
Go ahead, Chris.
I was going to ask the same question.
Pied Piper, got a production coming up?
Pied Piper, that's not until November, but they do have their 25th anniversary happening tonight at the Midtown Point Food Court, or formerly the Gloucester Creek Village. They've been around 25 years, and they're celebrating that with an event this evening. So if you've been impacted by Pied Piper in some way or been involved with it, they definitely want to see you there. It's going to be a good time with former castmates and board members and current castmates and board members. So
cool.
Good times.
My kids used to do some Pied Piper.
They can go.
What age does Pied Piper start at?
Starts at kindergarten.
Okay. So
good stuff going on. All right, Brad.
Anything else?
Always something.
Always something going on in Tupelo.
Always something.
Always something. So, Derek, according to the state of Mississippi voter rolls, you don't exist.
I am not a person.
I went on there and it worked fine for me.
You don't even have a voter ID card. I have mine right here in my trusty wallet.
I didn't need it.
And it doesn't find me.
I didn't. And I've already gotten an email back from them. So.
What did they say? Please don't contact us again?
It says, thank you for updating your voter registration information. Your updated information has been electronically sent to the circuit clerk's office located in the county of your voting residence. If you do not receive a new voter registration card in the mail within the next 14 business days, please contact the circuit clerk's office.
That's not
so I'll
fair.
Get a new card. And you're not on there?
No.
It's weird. You've been living here your whole life, too, haven't you?
Yeah.
I've been here 14 years.
I've been here 31 years. I got a voter registration card. I had it updated in like 2013.
Boy, if you'd won that city council seat a couple of years ago, and then they found out you weren't on the rolls, that could have been a big controversy.
I was able to vote in that election. I voted for myself.
It would have been a big controversy.
The only vote I got for myself.
I don't feel bad. I mean, I didn't vote for you either, but I didn't really know you back then.
You weren't in my ward.
What?
Were you?
What? I did what?
You weren't in my ward.
Was I not in your ward? I thought I was. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was.
You are now.
I could have sworn I was in your ward.
I think you are.
Because I remember voting. Yeah, I
don't know. You were sitting at that table in front of me during that debate. Sure I winked at you a few times. I was trying to get that vote.
That's why I didn't vote.
No.
I'm pretty sure I voted for Travis Beard, but I could be wrong.
He appreciates your vote. He's a fine, fine councilman.
Maybe I wasn't. I don't remember.
All right.
But I lived over on Crabapple at the time. So, anyway, you don't exist.
Yeah.
You're not even here. Apparently. You've been dead for 15 years, Derek.
Oh, God. That's why I'm so tired. That explains it.
Are you that's been haunting my house?
I'm just going to take a nap now.
Have you been the one haunting us, Derek, moving the toothbrushes?
It's like Bruce Willis. He didn't know he was dead the whole time.
Spoiler.
I'm sorry. That's 17 years late. Forgive me. Also, Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker's father.
Also, Rosebud.
Yeah,
was
it's his childhood sled.
I still actually haven't seen that movie, so that is a spoiler for me. I've seen about half of it.
Sorry.
Anyway, so that's it for the show, huh? We're done.
Yeah, that's
we're good.
Till next week.
Till next week.
When you can hear Brad say,
"Put me on the spot like that."
That's probably what he'll say.
So where can people find us? You can find us lots of places. iTunes. If you don't have an iPhone with the cool iOS 10 update, then if you have an Android, you can find us.
If you do, you can text Brad at 662.
Hey, well, you can
731.
5.
Not even close.
0 codes is 7.
No, your code 662.
Oh,
I knew
is
that
it?
Much. But that's it.
5. 5-5.
You're in 5-5-5.
5-5-5-5.
Yeah, that's it. Nailed it. If you have an Android, there's several different podcast apps you can use. Just type in the memo and hit the subscribe button. You'll get notified every time a new episode drops. Also, you can stream it online at memo.djournal.com. We're on Twitter at djournalmemo. Keep up with us there. Keep up with me at Brad Locke. Derek is at W. Derek Russell. Chris is at Chris Kiefer.
I'm emailing Delbert Hoseman.
You better give him the what for and say, "What's up, man?
I'm alive." Yeah, I'm doing that right now.
Okay. So maybe by Monday you'll have that figured out. Possibly. Okay.
Dilbert.
I thought it was Dilbert.
You should address the email. Dear Dilbert.
I like how Dilbert. He recycled that commercial last election because he didn't really need to do any campaign.
There was really nothing to change.
Let's run that back out again. It's fine. I look younger. Yeah, whatever. A lot of mileage out of that ad. All right, that's it. We'll be back on Monday. Hope everybody has a superb, fun-filled weekend with balloons and confetti.
And lasers.
See you next time.